Hello, this is Will Gomez calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation and their states and individual communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
How many questions?
It's about 7-minute long survey, ma'am.
Okay, well, come on. I can't even understand what you mean what it's about.
Okay. Well, the first question is, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
67.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree?
A year of college.
A year of college. Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Nope.
No. Okay. Is your main race Black, African American, white?
African American.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote or like many people, you're not registered?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction
somewhat
in which the
satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay, thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
I'll say fair.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Gun violence, crime and public safety, corruption in the city government.
Public safety.
Okay, public safety. What else?
That's one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living, the opiate
cost of living, definitely.
Crisis. Okay. Drug crisis, homelessness, health care, city services like trash pickup, jobs. And
definitely
economy.
City services. Ah,
city.
That's it. And that's three.
Okay, city. Okay, thank you.
City services, yeah.
Okay, now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people or you never heard of the groups, please just indicate so. The Philadelphia City Council, 0 to 10.
I'll say 5.
5, okay. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
I'm 9.
9, okay. The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
2.
2, okay. SEPTA, S-E-P-T-A.
2. 3, okay. I'll give him a 3 there, yeah.
3, okay. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I don't really know him. I don't really know much about him or what he's doing. I heard him, but I don't really know that much.
Okay, so you want to give him a 5 or?
I guess I'll give him a 4.
4, okay. Governor Josh Shapiro.
I don't know that much about him either. I don't see what they're doing for me. I don't know. So 4.
Okay, 4, okay. Council member Kenyatta Johnson.
5.
Okay. Your local police officers.
I gave them a 8.
Okay. Police commissioner Kevin Bethel.
I'll give him a 7. I don't know what much that.
Okay. The Philadelphia Department of Police. Police Department.
8.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I think she's doing an awesome job. A 10. I'll give her a 10. She's doing the best job she can. She's
you
got this.
Strongly approve. Strongly approve? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking now for people like me and my community and city government.
I guess so. I mean, I'm going to give him a 7.
I
want to see more.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat. Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 the level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue. And 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities, 0 to 10.
Parks and recreation centers. I'm giving a 7.
7, okay. Access to public transportation.
We have access, but they don't always show up. I'm going to tell you, I guess it's a 6.
6, okay. The quality of education in public schools.
4.
The cost of rent.
It's, I'm giving it a 2.
2, okay. The availability of good paying jobs.
2, 3.
2, okay. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
2.
Thank you. Access to affordable housing.
0.
Okay.
That's a shame.
I understand. Thank you. Public safety?
2, 3.
Thank you.
Now, you okay. Yeah, 2 there.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Luckily for me, it seems like it's about the same. But I want to be better.
Okay, thank you. Will you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising?
I'm just keeping up. I'm just keeping up. Because I work
okay,
a lot of hours.
Thank you.
I'm about to go to work for now.
Okay. Okay. Below is a list of goods and services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods and services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Gas, rent, public transportation, child care, education, recreation,
okay, slow,
and entertainment.
Okay, slow. Hey, calm down. Now, let's have to say it again. What was the whole question?
Okay, there's the list of services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. So please select 2 or 3 goods and services that concern you the most when you think about it, about your expenses, such as 1, gas, 2 is rent, 3 is public transportation, 4 is childcare, 5 is education.
Okay. So which one concerns me is rent?
Okay.
Public transportation.
Okay, rent.
Yes.
Groceries, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet.
Health. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you with violent crime? Are you not at all concerned? Not that concerned? Somewhat concerned? Or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Will you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
A few times a month.
Thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount of money, too little or too much money on the police department?
I'm in between on that. I don't know if they're spending too much.
The right amount?
Probably about the right amount.
Okay, thank you. Here's the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. 1, hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire new victim advocates.
We need more dispatchers, probably.
Okay, so that will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer,
somewhat,
or not at all safer?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Safer.
Okay, thank you. What about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes?
Oh, definitely.
In the street?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Much safer, okay?
Much, yes.
What about definitely. What about to close the open-air drug market in Kensington?
Definitely. It was that.
Okay. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Definitely. Yeah, send them away.
Okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
I guess so.
Somewhat. Okay. What about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts,
yes,
and libraries?
Yeah, it will make me a little more safer.
Okay. In your own words, in a small statement, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
Well, I've seen that she is focused on doing better, providing better services. I've seen it for myself. From the news media. That's what I see. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
We almost done. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three. Improve public transportation. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods.
That's potholes and graffiti. That's one.
Okay, thank you. Now, here's the list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. 10 means that you strongly support, 5 means that you neither support nor oppose, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10.
Right.
Invest $119 million in new funding for city public schools, 0 to 10.
I'll say 7.
7, okay. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
What do you want me to say?
How I feel about that?
I say 5.
5, okay. Okay. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
I'll give it 5.
5, okay. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
How much money on that?
$100 million.
$100 million. I guess so.
Okay.
I'm halfway on that. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
5.
What about keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers?
Yeah, I guess so.
What number you want to give that one?
I'll get that at 7. Keep it.
7, okay. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
I don't know about that. That's a lot of money. Have them fools of people going to go back to it anyway. I don't even know. I hate it. Not to be negative, but I don't know if I would put that much money out there for that. I'll say 3.
3, okay. Add 15 911 new dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
What would you ask for that?
Because
we need that.
Okay. 0 to 10, what number would you give that one?
7.
7. Okay, thank you. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts.
That's a lot of money. I'm gonna say 4. I don't see that. I mean, I know it's not out there yet. We're gonna see. I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Okay, invest Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
No, oh, the quality is one thing. What about affordable?
Okay. So what
I'm
number
looking
you
at
want to
five
give
on that.
Hmm? Five, okay. Five, okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid of work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
I think it's okay to be home. I think it's okay. As long
okay,
as the work
so
is getting done.
So
I agree
you,
with it.
Okay, you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose or support?
Somewhat oppose, yes.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead,
right.
Funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support that decision to
I support that. Support it.
Strongly or
somewhat? Strongly will support that. You know, don't use our money for that, man.
Okay.
Let the private people, they got money to do it, let them do it.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours
yes.
of the day.
Support it. Strongly support.
Okay. Thank you. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about news or current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely?
A few times a week.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very
somewhat
conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. Do you currently own, rent, or live with a family member or friend?
Renting.
Okay. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight. I'm straight.
Okay. Thank you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single, divorced.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I think of Biden.
Okay, thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. CNN, Philadelphia Inquirer, X or Twitter, TikTok, Philadelphia Daily News, Washington Post, Power 99, NPR.
Philadelphia
YouTube.
Daily News, hello. Philadelphia Daily News, Power 99.
Okay, Power 99. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Last year, that was back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
23.
Stop me when I get 23, okay? Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one. Thank you for your time and patience.